It was late, and the train station was nearly empty, save for a single, glowing light and the soft hum of a train arriving. There was no announcement, no sign of life except for the rhythmic clack of the wheels as they approached. The train wasn't on any schedule, and its destination wasn't listed on the board. But for Emma, it was impossible to resist. The pull of the train felt like a secret, like it had been waiting for her all along. Emma stood frozen on the platform, her suitcase heavy in her hand, the night air cool against her skin. She had never seen a train like this one, old-fashioned, almost mystical. The windows were clouded with the passage of time, and the train's body was adorned with silver etchings that shimmered like a forgotten dream. It was a train to nowhere, or so it seemed. Without thinking, she stepped onto the train, drawn by an unexplainable sense of longing. She didn't know where it would take her, or even if it would take her anywhere at all. The doors closed behind her with a soft hiss, and the train began to move, leaving the quiet station behind. Inside, the seats were plush and inviting, as though they had been waiting for someone to sit. A strange warmth enveloped her as she took her seat by the window. The landscape outside was blurry at first, the world outside turning into shadows of trees and fields, but soon it began to change. The night sky stretched endlessly, and in the distance, she could see faint glimmers of light, faraway cities or memories. She couldn't tell. The train seemed to move on its own rhythm. She couldn't remember the last time she felt so alive, so connected to something bigger than herself. Every click of the wheels brought her closer to something unknown, something she felt deep within her bones. As the night wore on, Emma noticed that she wasn't alone. Other passengers began to appear, some familiar, some completely foreign. There was an elderly man with a gentle smile who offered her a cup of tea. A woman in a flowing white dress sat quietly, staring out the window with a distant look. And then there was the man who sat across from her, a stranger with eyes as deep as the night sky, watching her with an intensity she couldn't quite understand. "Where are we going?" she finally asked him, her voice barely above a whisper. He smiled softly, his gaze never leaving hers. Sometimes, the journey is more important than the destination. Emma felt a chill run down her spine. The words seemed to echo in the quiet of the train, carrying a meaning that only made sense in this strange, suspended reality. The train to nowhere was taking her somewhere, somewhere deeper than she had ever imagined. Hours passed, or maybe it was days. Time seemed irrelevant here. The world outside had turned into a swirl of lights, colors, and memories. Emma had no idea where she was, but she knew she couldn't turn back. There was no return ticket, no way to undo what had already begun.